Say amen when you got it. Amen. Good to see everybody out. Amen. Job chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said unto Satan, "From whence comest thou?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it." The Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause." And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. Put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face." Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you, Lord, truly God, incapable, unworthy, God, to be a servant of Christ, who, as the Apostle Paul said, "I am least of all the brethren." Lord Jesus, today, God, speak to us by thy holy word. Help us to see and realize, Lord, the greatness, the good things that you have for your people. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Give your neighbor a high five. You may be seated. Amen. Got good and warmed up in here. Amen. We know that the devil... Job chapter 1, we see how that the devil began to take, destroy, and we know that that is the means, that is the nature, the character of the devil he wants to destroy. Amen. If he could, if he would have destroyed Job, but God wouldn't allow him to. Amen. I want to preach a little while today about devil, you missed one. Devil, you missed one. Amen. If it was up to the devil, amen, he would destroy everything and anything. Amen. But God has a people that he is, amen, preserving unto himself. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Come on. It doesn't take a church, a 1,000-member church, to have revival. Come on, Paul and Silas, they were only two. Amen. Come on, the minority is a majority when it comes to God and the things of God, the Spirit of God, the presence, the power of God. Amen. It don't take a big church to have revival. It don't take a 200-member choir to have revival. Amen. It doesn't take perfect preaching to have revival. Amen. Come on. I said it don't take, amen, an orchestra to have revival. Amen. It don't take talented singing to have revival. Amen. Come on. It don't take an immaculate building to have revival. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It just takes one individual. Amen. Who is willing. Amen. Who is desirous. Amen. For God to work through them. Amen. It only takes one individual. Amen. For God to turn a world upside down. It only takes one person. Amen. Come on. To reach your entire family. Amen. It only takes somebody, amen, with the desire, amen, come on, that I'm going to, a dogged desire, I'm going to make it, amen, I'm going to live it, amen, I'm going to conquer, amen, I'm going to survive, amen, come on, whether my house is blown over, amen, come on, whether my kids backslide, amen, come on, whether hell comes against me, amen, I'm going to make it, I'm going to stand true, I'm going to hold fast, I'm not going to back down. Amen. I'm going to hold on. Amen. Come on. Amen.
because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Revival, amen, begins with one person, amen, who is willing, amen, come on to pray. One person who is willing, amen, to fast. One person who is willing, amen, to go the extra mile. Amen. A person, amen, come on, when you got boils all over your body, amen, when a person, amen, who is willing to bless the Lord, amen, oh my soul, and all that is within me, amen. Job held to his worship. He held to his integrity. Amen. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Most High God. Amen. I'm going to stand true. The devil plotted and planned to destroy. The devil thought also if he could get a hold of Eve, to cause Eve to fall, he would destroy God's plan. He would ruin God's plan. Can we preach for a little while today? The devil thought if he could get a hold of Eve, he would destroy the plan of God. Amen. But little did the devil know. See, God's wisdom is so far greater than the devil could ever imagine. We know that the devil's smart, that he's wise. Amen. That he is all of those things. Amen. But God is God. Amen. And God declared the ending from the beginning. Amen. I said God declared the ending all the way from the beginning. Amen. Nobody can surpass. Amen. Nobody can outplan. Amen. Nobody can outdo. Nobody can outpower. Nobody can outrun. Amen. Nobody can outdo God. Amen. And God knew. Amen. The reproduction of man was his plan. Amen. And so the devil was astonished. Amen. When God brought an answer to the fall of Adam and Eve, a son was born. Amen. Name Abel. Amen. Abel. Amen. Was a sacrificer. Amen. He was a praiser. Amen. Come on. Amen. I feel, amen, encouragement in the Lord today. Amen. Our kids may, amen, may be acting, amen, acting up. Amen. Come on. But there is a rainbow. Amen. God. Amen. God is able to raise up, amen, something powerful in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of chaos. Amen. God is able to raise up, amen, a Paul in the midst of a Saul. God is able to raise up, amen, an Elisha, amen, Elijah in the face of Ahab. Abel was born. The devil conspired to kill Abel. He thought if he could kill Abel that he would have it whooped. But Seth was born. If we could only step back and see the handiwork of God. Killed Abel, Seth was born. Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Abel worshiped God by himself. Seth got others to worship God with him. Come on. Hey, amen. That is our objective. That is our goal. When you come to the First Pentecostal Church of Redbud, amen, it is our prize goal and our prize objective, amen, to get you to worship. Amen. Lock arms. Amen. We're not here to fight. Amen. Come on. This ain't battleship. Amen. This is fellowship. Amen. In the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, Brother Sam. Brother Chris. Amen. Locking arms. Amen. Come on, sisters. Amen. Locking arms. Amen. Come on, winning the battle. Amen. The devil thought if he killed, amen, Abel, he would take it out. Amen. But God raised up a Seth. Amen. That gathered everybody. Amen. To worship and call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Real church. This church is about God. Amen. It's about worship. It's about worshiping God. Amen. It's about unity. Amen. It's about unity of the faith. Amen. To that stature. Amen. God is raising us up, amen, to a powerful place where we have never been. Amen. Come on. Amen. When the Holy Ghost starts moving, amen, don't hold back. Amen. Step out. Amen. Leap out. Amen. Let the shore. Amen. Let the shoreline go. Amen. God, use us mightily in these last days. We need each other. We need each other. Course of reading your Bible, you can find countless episodes where the devil tried to kill the lineage, the righteous lineage, who would one day give birth to that man child, Christ Jesus, who would give birth to the wonderful counselor, mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000. Amen. Our shepherd, our captain, our bishop, our soul, our redeemer, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad today that you know who he is? Come on. I said there ain't no religion. There ain't no doctrine, there ain't nothing more powerful than the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on, the light, God who commands the light to shine in the darkness and one day shine in our hearts. He give us a light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on, he's not a three. He's not a two. He's a one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Amen. And today, amen, we hold. Amen. We possess. Amen. Quit kicking yourself around. Quit belittling yourself. Amen. You're a king's kid. Amen. Come on. I said you're a king's kid. Amen. You're a hell raiser. Amen. Come on. You're a devil chaser. Amen. Come on. You are the apple of his eye. Amen. You are. Amen. Wait, great. Great. Quit letting the devil sit there and tell you in your ear, you're worthless, you're meaningless, you're no value. You might as well just, you're worth nothing. That's all lies. Come on, I said that's all lies. Amen. Come on, I said that's all lies. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that the greater born among women is not greater than John the Baptist. Amen. But Jesus said, he that is least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. Amen. You better reevaluate. Amen. You better re-encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Come on, if you repented of your sins, if you've been buried with him in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, if you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance, you are a king's kid, you are a God child, amen, you are royal seed, amen. Come on, we got to get tired, amen, of the devil's games, keeping me in bondage with my sorrow and pain. I deserve better, amen. Come on, I won't go another day. Amen. I'm here to claim deliverance in Jesus' name. I got royal blood flowing through my veins. I'm a child of the King. I've been buried in his name. Amen. Somebody ought to get excited today. It's time that we quit letting the devil use us as a floor mat, wiping off his mud and dirt on us. The Old Testament drama continued to unfold. Pharaoh ordered all the male children to be destroyed, but he missed one. Sailing securely in the bulrush's handcrafted ark of destiny, amen, the deliverer was there safe. The man child named Moses, who is drawn from the water. Come on, church, we have been destined for something greater. I said we have been destined for something greater. Amen. We have been destined for something more powerful. Amen. Come on. God hasn't lost his power. Amen. Come on. I said God hasn't lost his power. Amen. We got to build our faith up. Amen. I said we got to build our faith up on the Most High. God ain't lost his power. You hear me? I said God has not lost one iota, Adam. He has not lost one. Amen. He has not lost one Adam. Amen. A
strength or power or might. Amen. Come on, he is able to exceed all of your expectations. Amen. But we got to build our faith. We got to build our faith. Amen. Come on, so that we can see. Amen. Into the spiritual dimension. Amen. And receive what God has for us. Amen. We can't sit around and quit and give up. Amen. We got to press on. Amen. The kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're in the middle of world war. Amen. A world war. Amen. A kingdom war. Amen. It ain't an earthly war, but it's heaven versus hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. We are soldiers, and we have got to mount up. Amen. With wings as eagles, and we got to fly. We got to soar. Amen. Into the spiritual dimension. What a slap in the devil's face. I like that. What a slap in the devil's face. He thought he had him. But Moses got away. He was destined for greatness. Let me tell you something, young people. You are not destined to be ordinary citizens. I said you were not destined to be ordinary citizens. You will never fit in. You will never fit in. I said you'll never fit in. You'll never feel a part. You can try to dress it. You can try to act it. You can try to, amen, talk it. You can try everything. Amen. But you are not, amen, of this world. You are a Hebrew. Amen. Come on. You will not fit in. Amen. Quit trying. Amen. Quit trying to fit in. Quit caving into peer pressure. Amen. Come on, Moses. Amen. Come on, Joshua. Come on, Abraham. Come out from among the world. And you gotta be separate. The very definition of the word church is ecclesia, which means called out. I don't care what sins you commit, you'll never fit in. I did it. I've been there. I was sitting right there in the midst of it all, trying to fit in just like Moses. You know what they told me? I didn't even tell them. I was trying to disguise myself as an Egyptian. You know, I got the earring, the long hair. I got the muscle shirt on. Yeah, back then I had muscles. Huh? Come on. And they're sitting there telling me, there's something different about you. Hello? There's something different about you. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know my dad was an apostolic preacher. They had no idea I was a preacher's kid. There's something different about you. You don't belong here. Witches. We don't like you. Very good. You'll never fit in. Just slap in the devil's face. Amen. Come on. I'd like to have been there when, amen, Pharaoh was sitting on the throne. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, Moses shows up out of nowhere. An 80-year-old man. We got to quit this. Amen. I know we're all bad about it. It's human nature. We all do it. It's once you hit 40 plus. I'm getting old. All this and that. Woe is me. Moses was 80 years old. Anybody 80 in here? Huh? Well, you're not 80 yet. And Moses just started at 80. So either way. So Moses just started here. Pharaoh is sitting on his throne. This strange, amen, old man shows up. Amen, what's your name? Moses means drawn out. I came out of your plan. I was drawn out of your plot.
I came out of your scheme, out of your trap. Who sent you? I am that I am has sent me. What is your message? Let my people go. Devil, you miss one. Come on. Amen. You are the key. You are the answer. Amen. Come on. I said, you are the key. You are the answer. Amen. Come on. I said, you are the key. Amen. You are the answer to your world. The world ain't an answer to you. You are the answer to your world.
The one the devil misses, God's answer for revival. Hello, Redbud.
Come on, you ain't you excited? Amen. See what God's doing? Amen. Here, imagine what God's going to do in the next 10, 20 years if he tarries. Amen. We get it. We have such a short vision span. We are short range. What do they call that? Near vision. Nearsighted. We are nearsighted when it comes to the things of God. Amen. If we ain't holding it in our hand, amen, we can't get a grasp on it. Amen. But we've got to change that. Amen. It isn't what we hold in our hands. Amen. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things. You can't see it yet. Amen. But you got the Holy Ghost evidence. Amen. Come on. It's there. Amen. It's in the making. It's in the progress. It's in the production line. Amen. God's got it all worked out. He's got a bull rush. He's got an ark. Amen. He's got a Moses. Amen. Come on. You hear me? I said, he's got a Moses. Amen. He's got a deliverer. Amen. He's got an Elijah. He's got an Elisha. He's got an Isaiah. He's got a Jeremiah. He's got a well. He's got a Daniel. He's got an Ezekiel. Amen. He's got a Peter. He's got a Paul. Amen. He's got a Saul. He's got a Deborah. Amen. He's got, amen. Well, today, hello. God is not running out of options. I know the devil's trying to get our young ones, but he can't have them. Hello. I said he can't have them. I'm telling you, if God in heaven can preserve a Chris and a brother House, piece of cake. Hello? Come on, I still believe in a Holy Ghost hedge. I still believe in the Holy Ghost power of pleading the blood over your kids. Amen. Come on. I said the enemy may come in like a flood, but God's got a standard. The devil, amen, may be walking to and fro through the earth. Come on, mothers. Amen. I need some mama power. Amen. Come on. I said I need some mama power. Amen. I said the devil may be walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. But he's got to go to God first. Amen. And there's a God. Amen. It says, devil, amen, you can tempt them. You can test them. You can try them, but you ain't going to kill them. Amen. Come on. I said, God has to say so. Amen. And we need some mamas. Amen. We need a church. Amen. Who's willing, amen, to stand in the gap and plead the blood. I don't care what devil, amen, comes against them. Amen. You can't have them, devil. You can't cross the blood. Come on, I said he can't cross the blood. There's some people who the devil's sitting around telling you it's hopeless. They ain't going to be saved. But the devil's a liar. Jesus' name.
Touch her, Lord. The devil can't stop the supernatural call and destiny that God has for you. He can send crooks along to try to mess you up, but God knows how to deal with the crooks. Come on, there's an army rising up. The New Testament comes along, the devil hears a pounding on his door. What's your name? The Church of Jesus Christ. Come on, we are the Church of Jesus Christ. Amen. We hold the truth. We hold the keys. These other places, building structures, groups, organizations out here call themselves churches. Amen. But they don't have the keys to the kingdom. Come on, I said they don't have the keys to the kingdom. They don't have the power of the Holy Ghost. They have the power, amen. They have the power of talent, the power of wisdom. Amen. But the Bible says that God confounded, amen. God, amen, confounded. He tricked, he tripped, amen. This world by wisdom knew not God. God chose the foolish things, the weak things to confound the mighty. Amen. We are the New Testament church. Amen. We are those called by His name. We are those drawn out ones. Amen. We came out, amen, of the devil's scheme, out of the devil's trap. Amen. We came out of the world of the devil's trap. Amen. We came out of the darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. We came out of the barrooms. We came out of immorality. Amen. We came out of philosophy. We came out of theology. Amen. We came out of the devil's plan and the devil's plot. Amen. Come on. And what is our message today? Let my people go. Let them go. Jesus said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We go into the Old Testament and we see a wicked daughter of Ahab and Jezebel named Athaliah. After Ahaziah died, she killed all the royal seed and anyone who could be heir to the throne. She took the throne as an evil queen. Queen Athaliah, while she was wiping out the royal line, her sister Jehosheba hid one of Ahaziah's children named Joash, hid him in Solomon's temple under the watch of her husband Jehoiada, who made sure that he would remain safe until the right time. I wish I had time to go in and dissect that and preach that out. Amen. The best thing that we can do is hide our children in the house of the Lord. Come on, I said the best thing that we can do, amen, is hide our children, amen, in the house of the Lord, in the things of God, the temple of God, the ways of God, amen, hallelujah. I know they don't like it, and I know that they think we're being mean because we won't let them go. We won't just let them go, amen, and be free to get into the world and the things of the world, amen. Come on, but we're doing you some good. We're protecting you. Amen. We're preserving you because there's an evil. Amen. There's an evil force who wants to wipe you out, who wants to destroy you. The next time you're at the Walmart or you're at the post office, amen, young people, you look at that billboard of all of those young children who are gone, disappeared. Amen. That's where the devil wants you. You think this world is your friend? You're crazy. This world wants to destroy you. Budweiser is not your friend. Marlboro is not your friend. It's not cool. It is a path to the path of no return.
hidden under the watch of Jeholiah. Jeholiah was a godly man, the head of the priests in the temple. While Athaliah ruled the kingdom, Jeholiah plotted her assassination. It's time that we take some devils out. Huh? I said it's time that we take some devils out. It's time that we take some devils of depression out. Come on. Hey man, worship when you don't have a worship in you. Praise when you don't have a praise in you. Come on, God inhabits the praise of Israel. Amen. That's how you punch the devil in the nose. That's how you blacken his eye. That's how you, amen. You don't put the boxing gloves on for that. Amen. It's bare Holy Ghost knuckles. Amen. And you're fighting. Amen. You're fighting for your life. Amen. The devil wants to destroy you. Jeholiah, so he was plotting, planning, amen, her assassination. And so Joash, amen, to put the young king back on the throne. Amen. The enemy is plotting, planning through philosophy and through, amen, the programming of society, trying to set the stage and has set the stage for the last 50 years in America. Amen. To dumb down our young people and to, amen, put everybody on a low level. Amen. And so, amen, that, but Jeholiah, the priest, was doing everything to preserve Joash, to put him back on the throne. I hope you're getting this. Young people, you are of great value. Do you realize how many young people have come around the church and have tasted and have come close, and because of different things and everything, amen, they walked away, amen, from the house of God, amen, and they devalued, they allowed the devil to devalue them to the place where they even changed the natural, amen, the natural use of what God designed us to be. That's where the devil wants to take our young people, to devalue them to the place, amen, and they ain't of no value, amen, but it is our job, amen, amen, to preserve, amen, come on, amen, I'm just following the Holy Ghost, amen, come on, your parents really have the best interest for you. You may hate it, you may buck it, you may fight it, amen. You may look at it from the devil's eyes, amen. But come on, amen. Your parents really want the best for you, amen. They want to see you make it. They want to see you excel. They want to see you, come on, excel. They want to see you excel, amen, and be something great. They don't want to see you mess up. I wish all of our young people were here today. Everything that we say is always negative to them. Nothing we ever say is positive, but because the devil won't let them see it. So Jeholiah carried out his plot after 6 years. He took the young king Joash to the temple and declared him king before the people. Everybody say, I am a king's kid. Say it again. I'm a king's kid. Say it again. I'm a king's kid. Come on, getting better at it. Come on, help me out, Brother Chris. You're a king's kid. You're not trash. You're a king's kid. And I'm trying to say this to all of our kids, not excluding anyone. You're a king's kid. God wants to use you great. But hell wants to destroy you.
I'm going to say something right here. Parents, you better be very careful about giving your kids cell phones. I'm going to say it again. You better be very careful about giving your kids cell phones. They're not an Angry Birds only device. Hell is on that thing. So you need to be careful. Amen. We got to preserve and protect. That's the motto of a police officer and security guard, is to protect. We got to protect. We got to look out. And I know they don't like it, but tough. We didn't have it. Didn't kill us. But the evil queen wants to destroy Jehoiada. Amen. After 6 years, amen, he took the young king to the temple, declared him king. God has a destiny, has a plan for your life. Amen. Something great. Can I say something right here? And I'm only saying this through the Holy Ghost. This ain't on my notes. Amen. I'm saying this as it comes to me. Jesus said, what you hear in the ear, that preach ye on the housetop. Amen. For all of our Spanish brothers and sisters, amen. You have got to realize God, amen, is trying to raise up your children, amen, raise up something powerful, amen, to make a powerful change. That's how it's going to happen. Instead of, amen, devaluing, amen, you got to instill, amen, into them, amen, son, you might be the one, you might be the new, amen, Spanish Martin Luther King that's going to change America, that's going to change our world, amen, come on, it's terrible, amen, the things and prejudice that's going on in America, and not just America, the world, amen, is prejudice, is full of evil, amen, come on, and we are the force that can change our world. Life is not in how cool your car is, how cool your clothes are, how cool your hairdo is, how cool the girl is, your girlfriend, how cool, amen, all of these dumb things that society says, man, they're cool. That is the definition of cool. No, it ain't. That's the definition of dumb. Hello? Can I preach for a little while? There are young men who love their cars more than their women. You hear me? They would run you over and kill you and keep their car. They would put you in front of their bullet, amen, to save their, amen, their jalopy floppy that's going to rust out. I'm telling you the truth. Messed up. No value for life. I'm going to move on. So Jehoiada the priest was proclaiming, devil, you missed one. Sound the trumpet, hail the king. I would like to have seen the surprise on Athaliah's eyes when this took place. And you know, when our children, amen, young people, when you come to this altar and you lift up those hands, you're slapping the devil in the face. Come on. That's why parents nudge your kids. Come on, go to the altar, man. Get up there. We want you to slap the devil around. The devil wants you out there, amen, all full of cancer, ate up with STDs, track marks up and down your arms, laying in the ghetto, looking like you're 70 years old and you're only 20. That's what the devil wants. Come on.
The surprise and the shock upon Athaliah, the arrogant queen's face, when she heard the reverberating sound of excitement as God's man had been raised up. There is something hid in this church. Amen. For years. Amen. Come on. I still believe it. Elders, pillars, I still believe God is going to do something amazing. Amen. Right here. Amen. In Redbud. Amen. Come on. In spite of what hell is trying to tell you otherwise. Amen. Come on. I see. Amen. Come on. I said, I hear the sound of mulberry bushes. Amen. Come on. I said, I hear the sound. Amen. Of a rushing wind. Amen. Come on. I said, I believe. Amen. I said, I believe, amen, something great, a great revival, amen, come on, that this church has never seen, amen, an outpouring that this church has never experienced, amen, come on, people, amen, come on, our families have been watching for years, amen, on the sidelines, amen, come on, in dismay, amen, come on, amen, but God is ready to pull off the veil, amen, God is ready, amen, to unleash, amen. The Holy Ghost move like we've never seen. Amen. It's time. Amen. I said it's time. Amen. For Moses's. Amen. To come to destiny. It's time for our young people, backsliders. Amen. To quit running from God and come. Amen. To their destiny. Amen. And walk in the light. Amen. And power of God's Spirit. I believe it because I feel it. You don't preach like this just to preach like this. You got to feel it. And if we can just hold on, I said, if we can just hold on. Come on, we're going to take a break from all the dumpling wear outness. And I'm praying for God to give every one of us a surge of energy. We're going to hit this, our world, running. Come on, we can do it. When we start doing what God designed us to do, then the supernatural will begin to flow. Amen, in Jesus' name. As long as those apostles sat around, didn't do nothing, there was nothing happening. God had to rise up persecution in order to get Philip the evangelist out of Jerusalem, the apostles out of Jerusalem. They were sitting fat and sassy. Amen, but God caused a great persecution to arise, and then it says, then they went everywhere and began to preach Jesus. Amen. God, help us. Amen. And then when they began to go, and when they began to go, amen, and do what God designed for them to do, then Samaria was changed. I still believe God can change towns. Amen. God can give us the keys to this city. I believe it. We can have favor with the bankers. We can have favor with the lawyers. We can have favor with the mayor. We can have favor with the whole town. And give us the keys to this city. If somebody would sound the trumpet and announce to this world, the king is still here. Devil, you missed one. Athaliah's days are numbered. The king is in the house. False doctrine, your days are numbered. Hello? I said, false. I ain't afraid of false doctrine. Huh? Come on, we got to quit. We got to quit all this. This stigmatism. We don't have to be afraid. All we have to do is tell the truth. That's all you do. Don't try to change people, convert people. Just tell them the truth. And let the Holy Ghost do the rest. It's kind of like dropping the bomb, you know. Drop the pill, let the pill do the rest.
Amen. False doctrine, your days are numbered. Sin, your days are numbered. Devil, your days numbered. Tradition, religion, spirit of backsliding. Amen. All numbered. The King is not dead. He's alive. Our God is not dead. He's alive. Amen. I said, our God is not dead. He is alive. Amen. Come on, Redbud First Pentecostal Church. You're not dead. You're alive. Amen. Come on. I said, we have the Spirit. We have the power. We have the glory. We have favor. Amen. Come on. I said, amen, people. Amen. Need what we got. And they're trying to manufacture what we got. And they'll never get there. Come on, that old song, I feel him in my hands, I feel him in my feet, I feel him in my heart, I feel it all over me. It's only 3:40. It's early. I feel it all over me. God's not dead, he's alive. Come on, Herod set out the orders, kill all the kids 2 years and old and under. Amen. Imagine 28 or 29 years later when one of the king's men came to the court and said, you need to go down to the cemetery. Somebody is raising the dead. Amen. You need to go down to the temple. Somebody's opening the blinded eyes. Amen. Come on. You need to go down to the city. Somebody's healing the lepers. Amen. You got to go down to the river, Herod. Somebody's walking on the water. Amen. And the priests are saying, never a man spake like this man. Let's stand. If a musician would come. The devil thought he won. 3 days later, the earth began to shake. Soldiers began to collapse. Rocks began to roll. Graves began to open. A Savior began to breathe. And the King began to reign. Come on, I feel God has great things. Let's stand to our feet today. Let's reach out and let God speak to our hearts. God, today, take away the nearsightedness. Give us farsight. Give us vision. Help us to be able to see past what we can feel with our hands. Help us to see, God, as Abraham believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. I believe. Even though Abraham was past years, Sarah wasn't physically able. I'm telling you, church, your health may look like it's worse it's ever been. But in the midst of bad health, in the midst of adversity, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of turmoil, God's able to bring forth an Isaac by promise. Come on, let's reach. God is able. God is able. God is able. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Help us, God. Help us to see. Help us to receive it. Come on, help us to receive it. Come on, there's some Marys in the house. There's some Elizabeths in the house. Come on, Elizabeth, you're going to have a child. He's going to be the prophet of the Most High. God hath not forgotten Israel. Come on, in Jesus' name. Come on, in Jesus' name. Come on, Elizabeth. You may feel like you're an old maid. Why try? God has a promise. God's got a destiny. Come on, young ladies. God's got some Marys. Highly favored of the Lord. He's got some precious promises. He wants to fulfill some destinies. In Jesus' name. Come on, in Jesus' name. Come on, in Jesus' name.
You're always fighting for us. Heaven's angels all around. My delight.